You know, we've all heard this instruction of Jesus many times over. And the challenge of forgiveness remains with us always. I've given, and you've heard, as many homilies on this text as there are years of its repetition in the cycle of readings, more than I can count. But a few weeks ago, as I sat with this gospel text, a verse emerged that I'd passed over. It's that part about those fellow servants who, as the gospel says, saw what had happened, were badly shaken, and went to their master to report the whole incident. I'd like to suggest that perhaps God's word's giving us more than an instruction on forgiveness here. The story hangs on those fellow servants who were badly shaken. If they had kept quiet and minded their own business, perhaps expecting to get the same favorable treatment for themselves, there wouldn't be anything else here to admire. What's happening in this story happens all the time. Way too many and way too often beneficiaries of kindness or generosity fail to follow the example of those who've been generous to them. They get and they keep. They feel as though it's theirs. They earned it, and they're going to keep it all. What makes this story important and formative for faithful people is those other fellow servants. Now, some people would call them names, especially those who have some behavior to defend. In our younger days, we called them snitches, right? Or tattletales. Now, we call them whistleblowers or impractical dreamers, and their reward for courage is not always good. I call them advocates. And the world and the society in which we proclaim this gospel could use a few more of them, because their courage uncovers and calls into question all kinds of injustice and bad behavior that's incompatible with the world we'd like to live in. I think in many ways this gospel is encouraging us to work for and create a kind of world we all want, the kind of world that God dreamed of at the moment of creation. It is a world of generous forgiveness, but more than that, it's a world of justice, a justice that can only be achieved when people like those fellow servants do not shrug off or look away in the face of all kinds of injustice. Advocates like these take a stand without concern about what someone else is going to think or what names they may be called. When they see something wrong, they speak up. I think there's a ministry of bringing attention. A ministry of bringing attention the injustice suffered by others. These advocates speak for others. They are people who make real the truth of our communion, the bond that we all share together in this life. They understand that what happens to one of us happens to us all. Advocates speak up. And sometimes they act up to right things that are wrong. So we have an example of that in this gospel. We have a challenge put before us. Disciples of Jesus are more than ministers of forgiveness. They are also ministers of justice. I've always found it interesting that in other countries and in other languages, the title used for lawyers or attorneys is advocat. Isn't it interesting how that title shifts the focus from the law to the person? It will be a really good day, and it will move us closer to the reign of God when all of us are badly shaken, by anything that happens that deprives another person of justice.